music in the air. When near the morn is nigh, and faint its blush is seen on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, some old-fashioned singing and pleasant visiting with folks that are your friends. They get together and share their songs and their laughs and their troubles. They share them all just the way folks do in little towns everywhere. They meet for their singing practice in the upstairs parlor of Eli Jenkins. But at the moment, Eli is still down at his grocery store. His customer is an old friend, Patience Peavoy, who's mighty indignant about something. Eli can't figure out what.
Why, my stars, it's always seemed so awful to me the way they're treated. They've got rights, privileges, the same wants as we have. And yet, how do we treat them?
Who, the Indians?
Don't try to be funny with me, Eli Jenkins.
I'm not trying to do anything except make sense out of what you're saying. You come in my store to buy a pound of coffee, and before I can give you the change, you start in on how awful it is.
Well, it is awful.
What's awful?
The way we treat them.
The way we treat who?
Animals, of course.
Animals? In here? I don't see none. Never have allowed animals in my store. Not the big ones, leastwise.
I don't mean there are any in your store. I'm just speaking in generalities.
Well, you got a right to. This general store. Ain't that clever?
Oh, every night when I climb into a warm bed, I think of all them poor little dogs and cats wandering around hungry and cold. I tell you, Eli, something's got to be done about it.
Oh, so that's what you're talking about. Now, what is it about the dogs and cats?
I want you to do something for the poor little things.
They never done nothing for me.
Oh, how can you be so heartless? Why, I see them prowling around the town without no doghouse, without nobody to give them dog biscuits or hamburger, and they look so forlorn, and the little cats keep meowing. No milk, no liver.
Oh, stop, Patience. You'll have me blubbering. I don't guess I ever took much notice of them, but, well, shucks, if there is some pets that ain't getting any petting, we'll just have to do something about it.
Oh, Eli, would you help me? I've been thinking about it and wanting to for so long, but I knew I couldn't manage alone. You're just the leader of everything down our way, and if you'll help, we can do great things.
Yes, sirree, little dogs and cats, don't you worry none, for Eli P. Jenkins is making plans to muster forces and take care of you.
You know, it's something that most of us learn about people, that the smaller their town, the bigger their hearts. So when you consider the size of the town down our way, it's no surprise that they go all out for anything that needs doing. Patience has enlisted the aid of Eli Jenkins and his whole singing group to help her improve conditions for little stray cats and dogs. At the moment, they're concerned with their living quarters.
But Patience, why in tarnation can't they all run around in the same pen? We'll just put up a high fence around your backyard.
I'll be a party to no such thing, Eli. I'm self-appointed head of this here committee, and it's gonna be done right. Well, how would you like to live in the same room with all the other folks in town?
But that's different. I'm a man, and they're just dogs.
Careful what you say, Eli. Brownie might resent it.
Oh, Jenny, you've been trying to convince me ever since we got that pooch that he can understand what I say. He ain't got no brain. He ain't smart like me. Oh, shut up, Brownie. I got enough trouble with these two women without you acting up.
Now, I think Patience is right, Eli. You ought to build a separate cage for every dog that's put under her care.
I'll put a sign out in front of my house. Home for orphaned animals.
Oh, but that's a lot of work, and I got it all to do alone.
No, you ain't, Eli. Ben telephoned and said he was coming early to singing practice so he could help you.
And Cliff is closing up his gas station early just so he can lend a hand, too. Oh, I think it's wonderful the way folks are cooperating.
Did you see your picture in the Shelby Junction Bugle, Patience? It's right here on page 7 under the obituaries.
It is? Oh, ain't that grand?
Yeah, I build the cages and she gets her picture in the paper.
But it was her idea, Eli.
Yeah, why don't she build the cages then?
Oh, stop complaining and go on down to your back room. Your saw and hammer are right handy.
Yeah, all right, but I still don't see why they got to have so darn much privacy. Send old Ben down when he comes.
Yes, I will. Don't let Eli's grumbling bother you none, Patience. You know, some doors just won't open without squeaking.
Well, it does me good to see all this being done. I brought over some material in the hopes that you'd help me make some dog blankets.
You bet I will. But what's this ribbon for?
Well, I wanted to put some bows on the dog collars.
Is that Eli's hammering, or is somebody at the door?
Oh, maybe it's Ben.
Evening, Ben. Patience said that'd be you.
I'm always hoping.
Evening, girls.
Oh, Ben, do we really look like girls to you?
No, but if it makes you that happy, I'll keep on pretending. Where's Eli?
Down in the back room working on cages for patients as stray dogs and cats.
Now, the first thing I'll do is to give each one a bath to get rid of fleas.
You know, I've always figured that a reasonable number of fleas is good for a dog. Keeps him from brooding over being a dog.
I guess that's Alice and Cliff now.
Yep. They were right behind me.
Well, we better get some of our singing practicing done now, and then you can go and help. Hello, Cliff and Alice. Come right in.
Good evening, Mrs. Jenkins.
How are you?
Eli, come on up here. You'll never get those cages made without my help.
What's that, huh? You can't say no such thing to me, Ben Potts. I can handle a saw and hammer better than you can handle your knife and fork.
Well, I didn't really mean that, Eli. I just wanted you to come up here quick so we could get some singing done.
Well, what in tarnation? Here he made me run all the way up them stairs for nothing. Why, I ought to...
Let's get to singing now. Is everybody turned to the right page?
Yes. Cliff and I can sing from the same book.
If you take some of my pills, you wouldn't be a-panting like that.
If I took many of them, I wouldn't even be breathing.
Mm. I'll bet them cages you're building haven't even got a door in them.
You're one to talk after building that tool chest without no bottom.
Well, it didn't weigh so much that way.
When twilight shadows softly fall and sinks the sun to rest, fond memories my thoughts recall of days I love the best. 'Tis then my honey sings to me the songs of auld lang syne. An angel's voice I seem to hear in melodies divine. I hear her singing sweet and low.
Oh, Genevieve, sweet Genevieve.
The song her mother sang long years ago. Fancy I can see the Dixie throng. I scent the perfumed rose where the Swanee River flows.
When the honey sings an old time song.
The night is sweet with melody that make the teardrops start. When the honey sings at eventide, the songs that reach my heart. A vision wondrous fair I see, another voice I hear. The gates of heaven are opened wide, and paradise is near. I hear her singing sweet and low. The song her mother sang long years ago. I can see the Dixie throng. I scent the perfumed rose where the Swanee River flows.
When honey sings an old time song.
Well, patients, how does it feel to be a celebrity?
Yes, it's a talk of the town. These plans you're making to care for animals.
Well, it's about time somebody looked after them. Why, all those poor...
Yeah, we know, patients. The dogs ain't got no hamburger and the cats ain't got no liver, but All that's going to be changed.
Cats have, too, got a liver. Why, I was reading just t'other day in Dr. Samuel's Family Manual of Medicine about a cat's organs.
Oh, I mean liver to eat, Ben.
Well, in this chapter in Dr. Samuel's book, it was telling some mighty interesting things.
Yeah, here we go.
You've got to use psychology on animals just as you got to do it on humans.
Is psychology like sciatica?
No, Mr. Jenkins. Ben means the study of the mind. Psychology has been a great help to man.
Don't see it's helped old Ben none in running his feed store.
All of you, hush up. I want to hear what Ben has to say about understanding animals.
Well, in Chapter 9, titled Feline Complexes, Phobias, and Libidos, it tells all about it. And believe you me, there ain't nothing more complex than a cat's subconscious.
I hate to interrupt, but I heard on the 8 o'clock broadcast from Shelby Junction, they're going to talk about patients and their project.
They are? Well, my stars, turn on the radio. Is it tuned in proper?
Yes, it'll be warmed up in just a minute.
Well, can't you hurry it up? It's 7 minutes after already.
No, here it comes.
No little nests, and so it was that this dear, dear little lady saw it as her mission in life to come to the aid, the rescue, the delivery of the poor little animals that stalk the byways and the bypaths of Crowell County. For a lifetime, this has been her dream. And now at last she is making that dream a reality through determination and hard work.
I'm the one that's building the cages.
Shh, the neglected little animals shall suffer no more. Their brave little spirits and their pointed little ears shall raise heavenward. For this dear, dear lady, Patience Peabody, is doing all...
Well, I'll be flabbergasted. He didn't even get my name right.
That don't matter none, Patience. Everybody down our way knows you anyway.
Well, he sure don't seem to.
Shh, let's
and
hear the rest
so,
of it.
So, dear listeners, I ask you to keep in mind the work of this dear, dear lady. And if you ever have an extra dog biscuit around the house, won't you put it in the mail to Miss Patience Peabody?
My name's Peaboy, and I ain't a miss.
Well, you're a widder.
Well, that still don't make me a miss.
And as you remember the inspirational work of this dear, dear lady, also remember the words of our dear, dear sponsor.
Crunchy wunchies, come in bunchies, eat them in the morning and taste them all day.
Now, I thought that was right nice, Patience. You shouldn't feel bad about him not getting your name right.
Guess I'll have to confess. I telephoned him this afternoon and asked him to tell about your good work. And over the telephone, he misunderstood your name.
Did you mention that I'd be here at the Jenkins tonight and would give a piece of chocolate cake to every child that brings a stray dog or cat?
You bet I did.
I wonder if he told that over the air.
I imagine so. We tuned in late.
This is our answer, or my name ain't Jenny Jenkins. Yes?
Ma'am, I got a little lost doggy here. You can have him if I can have some cake.
Yes, young fellow, I'll take the dog. Patience, you have a customer.
All right, I've got a big piece for you.
Better not make it too big. There are more coming.
Is this what a free cake is?
I want some, too. You can have this old cat.
Take your turn, children. There's cake for all.
Hello, Mrs. Jenkins.
Hello, Stinky.
Don't give it all to them. I got a little black animal you could have.
Eli, I think you'd better come quick.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ma. Stinky, let's see just how quick you can get down them stairs and put that little black animal with a white stripe out where he belongs.
Don't I get no cake?
Now, if you don't hurry...
Stop right on it.
Strange,
go sit over there and listen to Cliff and Alice sing, Ma. I'll stay here at the door and try to handle the traffic.
Let's practice our duet, Cliff, before this house turns into a menagerie.
I'm game.
I missed you in the morning when a bobwhite is his call, Caroline, Caroline. I miss you after sunset when the evening shadows fall, Caroline, Caroline. I miss you when the moonbeams on the river shine. Oh, can't you hear me calling for you, Caroline? Can't you hear me calling, Caroline? It's my heart a-calling, Caroline. Lordy, how I miss you, gal of mine. Wish that I could kiss you, Caroline.
to shine, Caroline, Caroline. Can't you hear my lips a-saying? Can't you hear my soul a-praying? Can't you hear me calling, Caroline? Ain't no use now for the sun to shine, Caroline, Caroline. Can't you hear my lips a-saying? Can't you hear my soul?
Thank heavens things have quieted down a bit.
Yeah, you spoke too soon. I don't know where we're going to put any more animals. I found two in my bed and another in solitary confinement in the bathtub.
Well, I can't turn them away.
Why, of course you can't, Patience. If you'd get them cages finished up,
Eli. No, I'm going to in a minute.
Well, I'll come after some cake. Here's some dogs.
Yeah, hurry up, will you?
Well, I just don't know how the children are gathering them stray dogs so quickly. I thought it would take weeks.
Not when there's cake as a reward. Stop biting at me, you blasted pooch. Don't you know when you're well off? I'm about to take you downstairs and put you in one of my specially built cages.
Don't take on so, Mr. Fox Terrier. This is really an honor. Can I help you?
Let's keep these two apart before they...
Stop that, you ungrateful hounds. Here, I'll take one. Be careful, Ben. Don't let that cat here in the room.
Atlantic Ocean, what can we do? Help me, Ben.
All right, I'll take these three down with the rest.
Well, maybe these cats and dogs ain't as helpless as I thought.
Yeah, I'll have to reinforce the cages for these beasts.
I'll take this one down.
Did he bite you, Mr. Jenkins?
Yeah, just a little scratch. But gee, willikers, this is risky business. Is my insurance paid up, Ma?
Well, I haven't got any more cake left until more children come.
Here are more now. I'll go.
I've got some cookies you can give them, Alice.
Yeah, you're sure going to have a lot of mouths to feed with your new animal family, Patience. Speaking as the town grocer, I reckon it's going to cost you a pretty penny each month.
Here are three more cats.
My stars, I never thought of that. I'll have to feed all these animals, won't I?
Well, speaking as a human animal, eating is a habit that I'd find mighty hard to break.
My late husband, Sylvester, bless him, was a kind man, but what he left me don't no more than pay my monthly bills and buy my astrology magazines.
My turn to answer the door.
Well, now I think since this is all charity on Patience's part, the rest of us should chip in and help her with it.
Is there any cake left?
Yeah, sure we will, Jenny. That's just what we'll do.
Where did you find such a big dog?
I won't hear of no such thing. This was my idea, and I'll find a way to carry you through. Maybe I can make out horoscopes and sell them for enough to feed my little dogs and cats. Let's see, Ben. You should be good for about three Cocker Spaniels.
You don't put a very high value on me, do you?
We hit the jackpot this time. Look at the size of him.
And I'll make a horoscope out for you, Cliff, and tell you all the things not to do.
My mother already told me. Excuse me, I'll go cage his cousin to a Great Dane.
Patience, I hate to discourage you, but this could be a mighty serious thing. You can't go on selling horoscopes indefinitely. So, what happens then?
Yeah, Ben's right, Patience. You got a heap of four-legged animals here on your hands, and you just been in business one day. What happens if that many comes in tomorrow and the next day?
Well, I suppose you could just announce that you won't be able to go through with your plans and turn all the animals loose.
To starve and freeze in the cold? Why, I'd sell my wedding ring and my pearl brooch before I do that.
Now, Patience, don't take on like that. We'll find a way out of this. Why don't we practice one of our songs and kind of get our spirits up with singing?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Jenny. Give us a chord and we'll do that one. We're getting ready for the ladies' aid meeting. All right, everybody now, all together.
Last night the nightingale woke me. Last night when all was still, it sang in the golden moonlight among the woodland hills.
My window so gently, I looked on the dreaming dew, and oh, the bird, my darling, was singing.
Think of you in the day.
I dream of you by night. I wake and will you were here, love, and tears are blinding my sight.
I hear a low breath in the lime tree. The wind is floating through.
Has anybody thought of a way for me to...
No, not yet.
I just don't know what to say.
Well, while you were singing, I took a quick look in my astrology book, and according to that, success will come through conflict.
Don't nobody ever feed their kids in this town? They hear a free cake and flock here in droves. I suppose you've got more dogs. All right, bring them in.
Don't be getting flip with me, Eli Jenkins. You dog snatcher.
Yeah, he must be the one behind it. Patience wouldn't do a thing like this alone.
Shall we run him out of town?
Now, wait a minute, folks. What is this?
You tell us. All we know is that nobody in town's got a dog left.
Not even a cat.
And you're the one that's got them all.
What is this? I was the one who wanted to gather all the stray animals and take care of the poor
stray
little...
Stray is one that was tied up in a backyard stray.
Mine was in a doghouse. After this, I'll padlock him
in. Is this where the dog statues are? I want my terrier back.
New sheriff, Eli Jenkins. Aren't you ashamed?
Now, if you listen to me, folks, I'll tell you that we just took what was brought to our door, and we'll gladly give you all back your dogs and cats.
Yes, very gladly.
Well, that's more like it.
My stars, when I offered chocolate cake to the kids, I didn't expect them to snatch your dogs to get it.
You got our dogs free?
Go right on downstairs, folks, and each claim your own dog. We got them in assorted shapes, sizes, and bites. Just go right down these stairs here to my back room.
I sure hope my little Tippy ain't picked up fleas from this awful experience.
I'll go down and help get their pets, and I'll let them out the back door so they won't be traipsing through your parlor again.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Patience. Then we can get on with our practicing before it gets any later. Are you all ready, Jenny?
You bet I am, Pa. Find the right page, everybody.
All right, gather around the organ now.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it is true. It satisfies my
gone?
Yep, and all we have left is only one little dog. dog.
Yeah, don't feel bad, Patience.
Bad? Why, I feel wonderful. Them folks were so touched when they saw this one little unclaimed dog that they all chipped in a dollar or so, and now I have enough to start a real home for stray pets.
You do? Why, Patience, that is grand.
Yeah, but here I went and busted my neck building you lots of cages, and now you got only one dog to put in them.
That'll be taken care of, too, Eli. There's only one little dog now, but it won't be long before she has some little pups to fill those cages.
Oh, do you mean it, Patience? Well, what do you think of that? You know, I think we'll all sleep better tonight for knowing that this one little stray dog is warm and it'll have lots of food while she's waiting for her pups. That reminds me of what one of them poet fellas once said. Oh, the saddest of sights in a world of sin is a little lost pup with his tail tucked in.
There's music in the air. Thrushes sing on the bright and laughing sky.
And so each dog has had his day, even down our way. That rhymes. But I won't start writing poetry. Instead, I'll just keep reminding you to come around each time there's singing practice at Eli Jenkins. We'll all be looking for you. Down Our Way is written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White, Jr. This is a Commodore production.